This month, the University of Arkansas, the City of Fayetteville, and Northwest Arkansas communities are engaged in a conversation about David Shipler's book, The Working Poor, Invisible in America. Several conversations about or relating to the book are scheduled through October. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author will be in Fayetteville to speak on campus and off later this month. This is the fourth year for One Book, One Community, a project established by Kevin Fitzpatrick, Jones Chair in Community in the U of A Department of Sociology and Criminal Justice, and David Jolliffe, Brown Chair in English Literacy in the Department of English. David Jolliffe says it's modeled after similar programs at schools such as the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and DePaul University.
It really does give, particularly, I think, first-year students who are coming to the University of Arkansas as kind of an intellectual center for them, something to talk about that they've read the book in common. And I always say there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, what's your major, where you're from, do you want to pledge as a conversation starter. But if you can say, what's your major, where are you from, you want to, where are you going to pledge, and by the way, have you read this book, it's a really good way to get conversation going among first-year students in particular.
And, of course, it spreads out beyond just first-year students.
Sure does. Yeah, they are, the first-year students tend to be our largest group of readers in this. But every year, depending on the books we've chosen, the book has found a home in other places in the curriculum. And then certainly the cooperation that we have from the Fayetteville Public Library and including it with all of their book clubs and then sponsoring something they call the Gathering of the Book Clubs on the Friday of the author's visit, when they put all of those book clubs together for a luncheon and the author addresses them, that has turned out to be a really nice community extension of the whole project.
This year's book is particularly interesting and perhaps, I don't know how you make this comparison, but perhaps the most serious one you've had yet.
I think it is, Kyle. It's interesting. We decided this year to try to select a book that had something to do with the economy. We knew that this was an election year. We knew that no doubt the major issue in the election was going to be the economy. This is what people wanted to talk about. So we set ourselves to work to find a book that spoke to an economic issue without holding out a particular brief, without having saying, I have a particular soapbox I want to climb up on. It was not as easy as it sounds to find such a book. You know, many books about the economy have a particular platform that they want to preach. I think this book became a favorite of the committee for this reason, and your listeners, of course, will know this, that during this election year, everybody's talking about the middle class. Nobody's talking about the poor. The poor seem to have sort of dropped off the radar screen, and yet they are such that population is such a vital cog in all discussions of economics. So when we found David Shipler's book, we said, you know, this is the book that we'd like to work with this year. So it is, I think, the most serious and the most comprehensive in its cover of its topic.
The poor don't have many lobbyists.
I think the poor have basically no lobbyists,
yes.
Right.
The idea with the One Community, the One Book, One Community project is to get as many people reading and talking about it as possible. And in that endeavor, you've had some events already.
We have a number of events coming up over the next couple of weeks. This coming week, we actually have a wonderful week, have three events. On the 17th, which is Wednesday at 7, we have the second of the events sponsored by Feed Fayetteville, co-sponsored. It's a film and a discussion on the economics of happiness. Mm-hmm. Hershey Garner is going to introduce it, and he said, you know, here's the question. What is the connection between material prosperity and happiness? How can we actually talk about that? So that will be at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, the 17th, in the law school in room 328. Thursday night is something that I'm particularly interested in. This is a lecture and a discussion on the connection between poverty and schooling.
It runs very deep.
It does. It does. And as a matter of fact, two of the chapters in Shipler's book speak to that directly. We have a guest speaker, a man named Paul Thomas from Furman University, who has been writing about this connection in a very, very eloquent way. That's at 7 p.m. Thursday night, the 18th, in the Grad Ed Auditorium. And then on Friday, the 19th, at 3:30 p.m., is the final of the events sponsored by Feed Fayetteville. And this is the first screening in this area of a new film called Escape Fire, The Fight to Rescue American Healthcare. And obviously, when we're taking a look at the great controversy about the Affordable Care Act now, which I guess the president himself is even calling it Obamacare
these days.
But when people are taking a look at the continued viability of that, and particularly its relevance for the poor, we wanted to introduce that issue to the community. So Hershey Garner, again, will be showing the initial screening of this very wonderful film called Escape Fire. And then he and Rob Leflar from the law school will be talking about the Affordable Care Act and the poor. On Saturday the 20th is Make a Difference Day on our campus, sponsored by Angela Oxford's wonderful Office of Community Engagement. And this will involve several hundred University of Arkansas students and people from throughout the area doing various kind of service projects to make a difference, and the issue of poverty will be central to those. And then we have just one event next week prior to Shipler himself. On the 22nd, the Arkansas Advocates for Children and Family will be showing a film called Waging a Living in room 149 of the J.B. Hunt Transit Building. And someone named Kellum's involved.
I was going to say,
that.
Full disclosure, my wife is the...
She's the moderator of that discussion. Yes. But Susanna O'Daniel has been very good, along with Laura, to put that together. And then on the night of Thursday, the 25th, David Shipler himself will be here, and it'll be at 6:30 p.m. in the Verizon Ballroom in the Arkansas Union, and he'll be giving a talk, 6:30 to 8, signing books. Would be delighted to meet people who have read his book and hear what they think.
There's so many things that can come out of this. One of the most basic is there might be some 18, 19-year-old first-year students who think about reading differently.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they've never read nonfiction closely before.
Correct.
You get a community conversation going about a topical issue. But I think for the author, too, this has to be good. I mean, the fact that you have a college town and Northwest Arkansas can spread out further talking about their work and will be very interested and will have spent a month's time talking about it before he or she arrives, that has
right.
to be engaging for them.
Oh, yeah. That's a strong benefit. And everybody whom we've had in as the guest reader says the same thing about that. First of all, it's good just in general to have a good audience who's read your book. But everybody who comes to Northwest Arkansas and the University of Arkansas, and they see how we've tried to embed this book in the university and the community, they say, wow, what a good way to make this work. And they have had really, really good discussions with our students and with the folks from the library book groups and other books that have read the work. And, of course, to return to the point you made first, I've been working for 30 years in this transition from high school to college. Most students who are graduating from high school these days have not read an entire book of nonfiction. If they have read an entire book, it's generally been a novel, mm-hmm. A textbook, of course. They read many textbooks. But for most students, this is the first opportunity they have had to read an entire book of nonfiction prose about a contemporary issue. And it's a new genre for them, but yet it's a genre that's so central to what they'll be doing in college that we think this is a good sort of transitional experience from high school to college as well.
Is there any way to track how many of the first-year students actually read it?
Well, we know how many people assign it in the
right.
sections. We can tally up the number of people who are in the seats. I would guess, Kyle, that probably in the first-year program alone, we have someplace in the neighborhood of 1,000 to 1,500 students reading the book.
In the spring, you take nominations for the next.
Actually, even before that time, we are going to have a meeting, I believe it's on November 8th, when we start to get the process in motion of selecting the book for the coming year. We have decided that this coming year we are not going to be thematic. Really, the only requirements, it does need to be nonfiction because it does have to fit within the first year writing course, and that first semester writing course does focus on reading and analysis of nonfiction prose. So it needs to be nonfiction. The author needs to be alive because it's very important that we bring the author to campus. It's very, very important, I think, for students to read a book and then hear the words coming out of the author's mouth. We like the book to be someplace around 300 pages, you know, not a tome. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, we want it to be about an issue that will really engage people intellectually and socially and have them really talking with one another. So those are really the minimal requirements.
Imagine there's no shortage of suggestions.
No, there are not. Even in the thematic years, we've had lots of really, really good suggestions. We do put out a story on the University of Arkansas Newswire when the nominations are open, and ideally you'll mm-hmm. say something about it as well. But we certainly welcome suggestions from throughout the community about mm-hmm. what we might choose.
25th, Verizon Ballroom.
Correct.
Which is in the Student Union.
6:30 p.m.
And that's open?
Absolutely.
To the public.
Everybody is welcome.
David Jolliffe is Brown Chair in English Literacy in the Department of English at the University of Arkansas and a co-organizer of the One Book, One Community Project. You can hear more about the events associated with this year's author and book in an audio extra you can hear at OzarksAtLarge.com. And in November, we'll air a conversation with David Shipler on Ozarks that will be recorded at the Fayetteville Public Library during his time in Northwest Arkansas. And speaking of the Fayetteville Public Library, later this week, the documentary Up From the Hills will premiere there. Earlier this month, my colleague Antoinette Grajeda and I talked to the director of the film, Larry Foley, just after the project had been completed. That conversation ahead on Ozarks at Large.
in commercial radio in depth means a minute 30. On much of public radio, you can hear stories stretched to 6 or 7 minutes. On Talk of the Nation, we're not talking in depth until we've hit the half hour mark. I'm Neil Conan. Take your time with the discussion on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM.